In one of my favorite movies, We Bought a Zoo, starring Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson, Damon's character was asked early in the show, "Why do you want to buy this zoo?" Damon paused, he thought for a quick moment, and replied, "Why not?" So a couple of questions I have for us today is, have we actually played like a child recently? And if not, as Damon replied, why not? This is John Garner in Dallas, Texas, bringing you the 44th episode of Inspiring Epic Health Podcast. My goal today is to particularly inspire men who are baby boomers, empty nesters, and our granddads to be intentional about their health. Why? Because when you start improving your health, your self-esteem is increased, your walk with God becomes more faithful, and your relationship with your spouse will deepen. And that's not all. You will have a more positive and hopeful outlook on your future. Plus, you will be able to physically and mentally and emotionally engage with your grandchildren for years to come. I think it's pretty awesome to get stronger, become more flexible, lose weight if needed, and be more alert. Each week, we highlight one of our 8 F's. They are focus, faith, family, friends, fitness, finances, future, and fun. This week's episode will be our 8th F, which is fun. So also each week, we look at 3 resources. And our first resource today is our scripture reference. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34, we read, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my door, waiting at my doorway." Now this week's episode's quote is by Albert Einstein, and he said, "Creativity is intelligence having fun." Lastly, our book resource is titled The Big Picture by Tony Horton. Horton is well known for his Beachbody infomercials for his fitness program, P90X. In his book, Tony shows his success formula that helped him not only transform his fitness, but also helped him create the life he dreamed of. So getting into our 8th F, fun. When you were a child, a young child, a kid, what did you do for fun? I'm talking 4 or 5, 6 years old, maybe up to 8, 9, or 10 years old. Were you playing games outside with your siblings and friends? Board games, card games? Were you building models, coloring, Play-Doh? What was it? Because I'm sure it was sheer fun. It was relaxation and it was creativity. So when is the last time you got to be a quote-unquote big kid? My wife and I are fortunate to live close to a park in uptown Dallas that has amazing history, Griggs Park. And there's a swing set and a monkey bar set on the ground. And often when we walk by, if there's no other children playing, we'll slip in on there and we'll take turns swinging on the one swing available. And we'll even climb the monkey bars. We're in our 60s and we absolutely have a blast. So 3 suggestions for having fun as a kid. 1 is buy a coloring book, a box of crayons, and color. Hey, you're an adult now. You don't have to stay in the lines, and you can use any color you choose. 2, or secondly, go to a local park. Of course, being wise and safe, but swing. You'll smile. You'll laugh. I promise. And 3rd, if you want, watch a kid's show or read a children's book like a Dr. Seuss book. So regarding our BFG, our big fun goal, again, the question that Matt Damon asked, why not? Why not have one? You know, we make all kinds of serious goals each year for our life, our health, money, relationships, career, and so on. Why not make a BFG each year? It will add spice and energy to your goals. Last year, my wife and I were able to accomplish our BFG and go snow skiing. This year, we want to go to see Big Bend National Park in West Texas. We've never been there. So why not incorporate the 8th F, fun, into your life? Why not go to the park, throw frisbee? Why not write out a BFG for 2021? Try one of these, or better yet, both of these type of fun goals. I promise you will love the experience. So thank you for joining me for this fun podcast. My goal is to inspire you to be intentional about your health. Please let me know if I can encourage you with your health and fitness goals, whether it's in-person or online personal training, whether it's helping you with your eating habits or evaluating an outstanding nutritional supplement. you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, or you can leave a voicemail on this podcast, or you can email me at johnphillipgarner@gmail.com. Our music today, as always, is by my good friend Kenny Martin and his band, The Temple Servants. Until our next podcast, be intentional about your health and be intentional about having fun, both like a child and having a BFG, big fun goal.